Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm John Davis. Thanks for being with us. Southwest Florida's own reggae rock band Opposite States delivers a high-energy mix of reggae, rock, punk, and blues music at venues throughout South Florida. The band consists of Chris Hine on lead vocals and guitar, Eduardo Parada on lead guitar, Corey Moses on bass, and Jake Young on drums. Their EP Spin Cycle came out earlier this year and is available on Apple Music, Google Play, Spotify, and through Bandcamp. The band performs next at a ska, punk, and reggae show at Old Soul Brewing tomorrow, July 13th. That show will also feature music from fellow Southwest Florida bands Bargain Bin Heroes, which we featured on this show a few months back, and the Kimberleys. Opposite States' Chris Hine joins me now in studio to tell us more about the band and to perform live. Chris Hine, welcome to Gulf Coast Live, and thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And if listeners care to join our conversation, phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And Chris, just tell me a bit about how you would characterize the sound or genres encompassed in the music of Opposite States.
It's a little bit all over the place. So it's reggae. It's got rock, punk, pop punk, a little bit of blues. So, yeah, it's a nice hybrid of all that. And so I initially come up with a lot of the songs and then have everybody in the band put their own spin on it and everything.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And I noticed on the band's Facebook page, you know, a lot of bands list among their influences like a lot of big-time national acts. And on yours, it's primarily, you know, other local bands that play shows around Southwest Florida.
Yeah, and actually the band The Kimberleys, our drummer plays bass for The Kimberleys. So, yeah. So it's all intertwined.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, tell me a bit about how Opposite States got started. How long have you been playing together?
This version since March, but I started doing this acoustically about 3 years ago and just band members in and out, just people, you know, join in, dropping out. But at this point, this is probably the best version of the band that we've had. We're all pretty tight with each other. And we just did a little mini tour to the Keys. So that was pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I saw shows in like Isla Mirada and Boca Raton, and you kind of get all over, just not just here in Southwest Florida.
Yeah. We're branching out.
And how did you come up with the name Opposite States for the band? Is there a particular meaning behind that? I mean, I hear it referenced at the beginning of the first track of the EP Pioneers.
It was actually pretty much the story that's in Pioneers is what led up to me writing the song called Opposite States. And then we needed a band name like a day before the show. And we're like, all right, well, we'll just call it Opposite States. So it stuck. And then, and here we are.
All right, it works. Well, let's go ahead and hear our first song. And Chris, before we hear it, tell us the title and tell us maybe just a little about it by way of introduction.
Sure. This I'm going to play Closer. It's off the new EP. And it's just about a girl that lived far away and it didn't work out. Ready? Cool. Wish you were closer, not so far away, 'cause I can see this going places. Now I'm falling with each new taste, and I can feel your hesitation. Two hours to go on this road, and maybe I'm just a fool for this one. Making me nervous without trying. I'm nervous to find out if this reciprocates. A stranger and a fool. Your eyes, they tell no lies, but your words came true. You're cruel. See the touch
now you've got someone to give it back to you.
Excellent. That was Chris Hine of Southwest Florida's own reggae rock band Opposite States performing their song Closer. That's on their new EP. And he's telling us more about the band and playing songs with us ahead of their show tomorrow night at Old Soul Brewing here in Fort Myers. And of course, as always, listeners can connect with us and join the conversation. Phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. Or send us a tweet, use the hashtag GCL. And Chris, let's talk a little bit about your personal background in music. I mean, do you recall maybe some of your earliest musical influences?
Sure. So my older brother listened to a band called Pepper. They're from Hawaii. And that was actually the first band I ever saw live. That was 2006 or 2008. I just saw them. They look like they're having the most fun on stage I've ever seen anybody have in my whole life. And I was like, that looks like a pretty cool job.
Yeah. Do you come from a particularly musical family? A lot of musicians or just folks who appreciate
not at all.
It?
No. Okay. they listen to some different kind of music, but no real musicians. My cousin played guitar a little bit, but yeah, they're like, where did this come from? Where did you pick up the guitar?
Yeah. Was the guitar your first love as far as musical instruments are concerned?
Yep. I played the piano when I was little, and of course, I ended up hating it. But then I picked up the guitar because that was cool in eighth grade. And then I just kept playing it.
All right. And as far as singing, is that something that kind of grew along with the guitar playing, or did that come later for you?
That was probably some point in high school. I used to kind of joke around about singing. And then my mom was like, hey, why don't you actually sing? And I was like, nah, I don't sing. That's not for me. And then I tried it. I was like, all right, I'm not bad. So I just kept going with it. And and actually at this point I'm flying out. So we have the show on Friday at Old Soul. And then I fly out to Salt Lake City at like 7 in the morning on Saturday, and I'm going to audition for The Voice.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Excellent. All right. Well, breaking news here on Gold Coast Live.
Good inside scoop.
Yeah. And I mean, have you always been writing your own music too? Did that start when you were like middle school, high school aged?
Started writing in high school, a bunch of cheesy songs, but
that's how you
foundation,
get started.
Nonetheless.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and hear you perform another song. And again, I'm just going to ask you to give us the title and maybe just say a little bit about it.
Sure. So this is a pretty much an unrecorded song. It's called Morning Light. You could see it on YouTube. I made like a cheesy video. But yeah, my girlfriend doesn't like the last song I played, but she likes this song. So,
all right.
Take me home till noon, even though I gotta go. Lately, you see what loneliness has done to you and me. I swear we're running from the summers in alone, the loneliest I know.
And that was Chris Hine of Southwest Florida's own Opposite States performing his song Morning Light. And as we just found out, the band is going to be performing Friday night at Old Soul Brewing before Chris gets on a plane early the next morning to go audition for The Voice. So I'm really interested in hearing about that experience.
Sure.
When you eventually come back, because it's going to be quite a process, I'm certain. That song we just heard is not on the new EP. This is another original of yours.
Yep, that's correct. You can actually see it on YouTube. Please forgive the video. It's very cheesy, but but yeah,
right.
It's on there.
And where did the band turn to record the new EP?
We recorded at Unity Gain Studios. It's in Fort Myers, and it's Anthony Iannucci. He owns it, and he actually produced and recorded us. And Dave over there actually helped us with some of the engineering sounds, but. Man, the process of it was awesome. It was more than I could have asked for. He was such a helpful guide. Some of the sounds that you hear on the EP, we were pretty set on how we recorded them, how we wanted to play them. And he's like, I hear you. It sounds great. Try it this way. And it expanded the sound beyond what we would have come up with originally. So we're super happy with it. And any local musicians or even out-of-towners that are listening to this, it's definitely worth checking out.
All right.
Yeah.
And how do you contrast the experience of, you know, being in the studio versus, you know, the open stage and the live crowd?
It's just different. And especially lately. So we've been playing a bunch of shows. And I've just been having a lot more fun with it lately and just going like, you know what? Like, these people came here. They want to have a good time. Like, let me stop being so nervous and so worried about like, oh, I played the wrong note and all this. And now that I've kind of let that go, like the crowd reaction, the crowd interaction is so much better. But yeah, so that's the great part. It's like exhilarating. It's a great feeling once you come off stage after killing it. And then being in the studio is like being at work, but something about being in there, I could be in there for 16 hours and it's like laser focus from start to finish, super dedicated.
You don't even notice the passage of time. You're just
you're like, yeah. You go in at 8 in the morning and it's like 4 in the afternoon. You're like, what?
Yeah. Well, when you do perform out live, does the band tend to stick to original music or do you play covers as well? Because, I mean, sometimes your audience, they want to hear those songs they know too sometimes.
Sure. So we do both. So like Old Soul tomorrow night, we're going to be doing a bunch of originals because it's a shorter set. But we will play locally, you know, Fort Myers Brewing Company, Pointy Bell. We actually have a show at and we'll be doing a mix of originals and covers. So we kind of do it all.
When it comes to selecting covers, I mean, do you tend to go towards the reggae side of your sound or more towards the punk side? Or how do you – because yeah, that's something else I should mention. We're hearing this really intimate, you know, stripped down versions of some of these songs. But when you listen to the EP with the full band, it's a very different experience.
Yeah. So with the covers and stuff, we tend to go a lot more with reggae or reggae rock. So bands like 311, Pepper, The Expendables, but we'll also do some Bob Marley in there too.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and hear another song. Tell us what we're going to hear.
Do I have one or two more songs left?
We can do two more.
Two? Okay. All right, let's do Spin Cycle. So this is the
title track.
Yep. Okay. All right, here we go.
On the wall, it said you're beautiful. I saw you lit up silhouette and you smile through all your crying. Thought that said it all, but I'm guessing I was wrong. You're just another late night, walk me home and share your deepest thoughts and make me hold you. Love me, couldn't let me if you did. You're looking for a man to replace your angry daddy. Well, the one can we kid, girl? I'm just the kid. I never win. And I try. An old ghost to cycle soul then spins them away. Oh, you too. Been so many years and known you. And to find ourselves in this place is so, so strange. I can barely taste the red wine on your tongue. Is that mine? I'm timed just right, the best ride of my whole life. Fell asleep with your head in my arms in the morning when I woke up, you were gone. I don't wanna be When I see their love get close and all goes to cycles old and it spins them.
We've been listening to Chris Hines. He was of Opposite States here in Southwest Florida playing Spin Cycle. That's the title track of the band's EP, which came out just this past spring. They're going to be playing tomorrow night at Old Soul Brewing, along with other local favorites, the Kimberleys and Bargain Bin Heroes. Our director today is Richard Cinque. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. And for now, thanks so much for listening. I'm John Davis, and this is WGCU-FM Fort Myers 90.1, WMKO Marco Island 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida. And Chris, thanks so much for being with us. Let's hear one more tune.
All right. Toughest times, so don't be so cold to your mother or your father. Things we thought they
told him be so cool.